USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Wasting no time, Republicans went to work and passed a bill Monday night that would slash tens of billions of funding dollars for the Internal Revenue Service that the Biden administration thought was a good idea. It now heads to the Senate. Senate House Republicans passed a rules package Monday, reversing a Nancy Pelosi-era rule that made it difficult for removing a Speaker of the House, now allowing one member of Congress to initiate a removal instead of the handful Pelosi put in place during her term. President Biden's special counsel confirmed Monday that classified documents from his time as Vice President of the United States were discovered in a private office space and turned over to the National Archives in November. The documents were found while Biden's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a closet at the Penn Biden Center. Around 90% of Californians are under a flash flood watch. That's around 35 million people facing the risk as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they're evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. The Georgia Bulldogs are the best in the land.
The Bulldogs are back-to-back CFP national champions. Georgia rolled to a 65-7 victory over the TCU Horned Frogs at Sophie Stadium in Inglewood. Javon Ballard picked off a pair of Max Duggan's passes as the Bulldogs stifled the TCU offense. Stenson Benton threw for 304 yards and four touchdowns and also ran in for two scores to finish Georgia's perfect season 15-0. It's the first time a school has won consecutive national championships since Alabama went back-to-back in 2011 and 2012. I'm Julio Flores.
This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgen's tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgen's can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
Football player Damar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo, New York on Monday with a lot of love in his heart and continued his recovery in a hospital there just 1 week after collapsing in a game and having to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hamlin was discharged from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in stable condition. A mission to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe suffered an anomaly Tuesday. Virgin Orbit said it attempted its first international launch on Monday using a modified jumbo jet to carry one of its rockets from Cornwall in southwestern England to the Atlantic Ocean where the rocket was released. The rocket was supposed to take nine small satellites into orbit but failed to reach altitude. Senators plan to head on over to the U.S.-Mexico border to continue the dialogue on how to fix the border crisis.
The group includes North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis, Delaware Democrat Chris Coons, Arizona Independent Kyrsten Sinema, and others. The visit to the U.S.-Mexico border follows President Biden's first ever visit as president over the weekend. Republicans and Democrats had called on Biden to visit as the border has seen a surge in migrants in recent months. And Tillis said, quote, "There is a humanitarian and security crisis raging at the southern border," end quote. The group will make stops in El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona, to meet with law enforcement officials. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.